Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. For those of you listening in America, on both coasts and in numerous places in between, I hope you enjoyed the Labor Day weekend. Today marks a new beginning of sorts, the unofficial end of summer. Most everyone is back to work and the children to school, if they have not done so already. And for us, here on God Is, we begin again walking alongside God and Abraham in the opening book of the Bible, Genesis. When we last left God and Abraham on July 1st of this year, 2022, we broke off at the conclusion of Genesis chapter 14. This week, we will pick up in the very next chapter, 15. Just before we get to this exceptional text of the scripture, I think it is beneficial if I tell you why I find God's relationship with Abraham so compelling and why I keep drawing us back to Genesis. There are, after all, 65 other books in the Bible and a wide-ranging cast of characters that teach us so much about the living God. Why God in Genesis with Abraham? There are many answers, but I will be concise. Concerning God, I enjoy learning who He is in Genesis because the text teaches me that God never changes. He is immutable. That is the theological word, immutable. We will discuss the immutability of God. Suffice to say now that while the times of these Genesis are very distant, the God of those times is the same God of these times, the age in which we live. God never changes. His essence and His attributes in the millennia before Christ came are the exact same in the millennia since Christ ascended to heaven, such that what we discover in Genesis about the Almighty applies equally now as to then. You will see that I am right if you will come along with us each weekday. And because God is the same today as He was in Abraham's day, concerning Abraham, I enjoy learning who he was in relation to God, because Abraham was a person as I am a person. He relates to God in the same way that anyone with faith in God does. Isn't it an amazing reality that we can relate to Abraham? Thousands upon thousands of years separate us, and yet reading the Bible, we find stunning similarities to how men and women relate to God, and even more importantly, how God relates to us. God will teach us much about Himself through Abraham. Will you join us? I hope so. As we make our way to Genesis 15, let me talk with you about the immutability of God. Here is a simple definition of what I mean by immutable. God is unchangeable. Immutable means unable to be changed. And our God cannot and does not change. So that this connects with us, I invite you to think of a large rock out some distance from the shore in the ocean. And imagine there are teenagers that, during low tide, wade out to that large rock and begin climbing all over it. It is dry and ragged, and they're having a grand time exploring that big old solid foundation at the edge of the ocean. What fun! Until the waters begin to stir and the waves begin to increase. And soon, actually, this all happens very fast. The young people begin to lose their footing as the ocean water crashes that rock, making it very slick. The water is getting higher and higher, and as these kids look back to the beach and solid ground, they realize they aren't going to be able to get back. They're going to have to cling to that rock in order to survive the rolling tide. Well, the whole atmosphere has changed for these boys and girls, but as they bend down and hug that rock, they realize the rock is not moving. The water crashes over it, and the rock holds like a tower of strength and a refuge. The rock never changes. Generations of these families have climbed and clung to the rock that never changes. In due course, the waves decrease and subside, and the teenagers make their way back to the beach and the barbecue to enjoy dinner with their families. What an adventure! Hear now God's word in Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. In reference to God, this verse begins, "The rock, his work is perfect." Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4. The rock, his work is perfect. A.W. Pink, in his thin and very readable little book, The Attributes of God, writes, quote, "God is perpetually the same, subject to no change in his being, attributes, or determinations. Therefore, God is compared to a rock. God is compared to a rock which remains immovable. Here then is a rock on which we may fix our feet while the mighty torrent is sweeping away everything around us." The rock those children cling to keeps them safe and secure amidst the changing circumstances of their young lives. How grateful they and their parents are for the rock. Likewise, we are God's children, and everything and everyone, it seems, around us is constantly changing. But we cling to God, who is our rock, and we are safe and we are secure. How grateful we are to our Heavenly Father. Pink continues, "Here is solid comfort. Human nature cannot be relied upon, but God can. However unstable I may be, however fickle my friends may prove, God changes not. If he varied as we do, if he willed one thing today and another tomorrow, if he were controlled by caprice, who could confide in him? But all praise to his glorious name, he is ever the same. His purpose is fixed. His will is stable. His word is sure. Here then is a rock on which we may fix our feet while the mighty torrent is sweeping away everything around us. The permanence of God's character guarantees the fulfillment of his promises." Listen to Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 10. "For the mountains may be removed and the hills may shake, but my loving kindness will not be removed from you, and my covenant of peace will not be shaken, says the Lord, who has compassion on you." Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10. Are you beginning to capture what the immutability of God is? God cannot and does not change. I want to press this further, putting the Bible in dialogue with our able theologian and friend, Arthur Pink. The prophet of the Hebrew Bible, Malachi, records this. Concerning the immutability of God, here's a key verse you must know. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed." That is Malachi 3, verse 6. "For I, the Lord, do not change." God says this of himself. Do you believe it? Pink then writes, "God is immutable in his essence. His nature and being are infinite and so subject to no mutations. There never was a time when he was not. There never will come a time when he shall cease to be. God has neither evolved, grown, nor improved. All that he is today, he has ever been and will ever be." I will pause there a moment from the quotation. Isn't that a really penetrating thought? God does not evolve or grow or improve. Well, some people think that God does evolve and grow and improve. But because God is absolute perfection, that cannot be true of him. Those who surmise are fools. God has neither evolved, nor grown, nor improved. All that he is today, he has ever been and will ever be. I 100% agree with this statement from Arthur W. Pink, and I 100% disagree with anyone who says God does evolve or does grow or will improve. Back to the quotation. God cannot change for the better, for he is already perfect, and being perfect, he cannot change for the worse. Altogether unaffected by anything outside himself, improvement or deterioration is impossible. He is perpetually the same. He only can say, I am that I am. Exodus 3 verse 14. He is altogether uninfluenced by the flight of time. There is no wrinkle upon the brow of eternity. Therefore, his power can never diminish, nor his glory fade. This is so true, but this takes some thought. We've got to mull this one over in our minds. I hope you will join me in doing so. God is immutable. If you would like the Pink quotation, send me an email or a note and ask for these. You may also want to listen to this again as a free podcast from the God Is website. GodIsMinistry.org. That's GodIsMinistry.org. Next time we will come back to the unchanging God, and I will say more. Until then, remember, God is our rock. Let's cling to him who never changes. Well, we're underway now, back in our series, God and Abraham, and I hope that you will invite someone to join you and join us tomorrow, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@GodIsMinistry.org. That's Mark@GodIsMinistry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.